For decades, the United States has worshipped at the altar of a unified, yet unnatural, Iraqi state. So writes Leslie Gelb on the op-ed page of the New York Times. Mr. Gelb has been a Times columnist and editor, a State Department official, and a president of the Council on Foreign Relations. In today's article, he thinks the unthinkable. Let Iraq break up into three self-governing regions, a majority Shiite Arab state in the south, a majority Kurdish state in the north, and a majority Sunni Arab state in the middle. Leslie Gelb joins us from New York. Les Gelb, what's the advantage of having three Iraqs instead of one?
Lots of advantages, beginning with the fact that it would allow us to begin to extricate ourselves from an insurgency in the Sunni center of Iraq, where we are tied down in an insurgency we probably can't win.
As you describe in your column today, the nation of Iraq was cobbled together from three old Ottoman provinces with oil in mind back in the 1920s.
Yes.
In the uncobbled Iraq, who would get the oil?
The oil would go mainly to the Kurds in the north and the Shiites in the south, the Sunnis in the middle, the Sunnis and the Ba'athists, who have been the dictators of Iraq, a single Iraq over the last 80-plus years, would be without oil wells and without oil refineries, and therefore without money, and therefore without the means to buy arms, and therefore without the power to dominate their neighbors. Now, this could make them ornery and difficult, or it could bring them around to bargaining in a decent way with their neighbors.
In your article, you invoke comparisons with Yugoslavia, and with the multinational, multi-republic system that fell apart. That wouldn't seem to be a very hopeful model, since it entailed a tremendous amount of what we came to call ethnic cleansing, expulsions. In Iraq, where, say, the American expert on Iraq, Phoebe Marr, likes to point out to us, Baghdad is virtually a Shiite city at this point, wouldn't there be huge minorities left over in this three-state solution who would be instantly vulnerable?
No question, and that's the weakest part of what I'm proposing. The Sunnis and the Shiites have been able to live peaceably with one another in Baghdad, for example, for decades and decades. And I don't think there would be major problems there. But if Shiites wanted to leave the city, or if Kurds wanted to leave the city, there are an enormous number of Kurds there as well, then we would have to provide them with the wherewithal to do so and the protection. But that would be better than continuing this insurgency indefinitely, and maybe to end up with a Ba'athist dictatorship when we decided to leave in the end anyway.
This is a pretty big change in the view of Iraq that you're proposing. What chances do you actually give the U.S. of thinking seriously about this sort of thing?
Well, I think the Bush administration will be startled and unhappy. They've committed themselves to a single Iraq, but I think they did so unthinkingly. It was never one Iraq except the early 1920s when the British imposed it. The main thing I want to do is open up people's eyes to the fact that we're really talking about three separable, distinctive ethnic regions that ought to be allowed to go their own way.
Leslie Gelb, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're very welcome, Robert.
Leslie Gelb, the author of an article on today's op-ed page of the New York Times titled The Three-State Solution for Iraq.